Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we come another morning and another day that you have made, Father, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Father. Your name is great, and your name is greatly to be praised. We rise and we shine this morning at your command and your command alone, Father, for truly it is nobody but you, Father God. Your grace and your mercies, new mercies, Father God, that embrace us on this morning. As we come, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. And we ask that you would forgive us, Father God, for our shortcomings and anywhere that we have failed you in between. We thank you for your faithfulness, Father God, to us, that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Father, we say thank you, we bless you, and we praise you, Father. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, thanking you for it all day long. And now we commend the day and surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for this opportunity to serve on this platform. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Anoint our eyes to see, Father God. Hallelujah. Our spirits to receive, our hearts to obey. And we say thank you and we bless you, Father. Now that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Thank you, Father. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as King and Lord. Amen, hallelujah. We come on this morning, amen, to say good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Jesus. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. And we say thank you, God. And we bless him and we praise him and we magnify him. We, amen, want to welcome each and every one of you, Lottie-Dottie, everybody, amen, especially our first timers, amen, who are with us on today. Thank you for being here. We invite you to have a seat at the table. Amen. Enjoy the meal. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And keep on coming back. Amen. To the Lord's house. There is no time and there is no distance in the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're in the same room. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God is in the center. Hallelujah. He is the center of our joy. And so we thank him and we bless him on today. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Exodus. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Amen. amen, the second chapter, amen, in the Old Testament, amen, and we're going to begin reading in verse number 3, Exodus chapter number 3, and it reads as thus, starting in verse number 1, I'm going to be reading out of the NIV, and it reads, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it was not burned up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up, but of that land into a good and a spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites have reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell him? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, let's read that. We'll stop there. Verse 15, God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. And to God be praised. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. for, hallelujah, our subject, amen, our theme, hallelujah, extreme obedience in the midst of extreme fear. Yesterday, beloved, amen, we was blessed, amen, hallelujah, to, amen, take a look at our brother Abram, hallelujah, glory be to God, and see, amen, how fear had overtaken him to the extent where Abram told a couple lies. He started lying, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah, and talking to Abimelech, and amen, and convincing his wife to tell a lie, and, you know, telling you my sister, you know, because fear had overtaken him. And so the fear what they might do to him, the fear what they might do to his wife, you know, not knowing the circumstances, not knowing the hearts of the people around him, not knowing anything. Amen. We saw where, you know, his faith, amen, and God's protection over his life was weakened. And he had put a little bit more faith and stock in Abimelech at the time. So we saw how God dealt with that. Amen. We pray, amen, you have been blessed over the last couple of days. Amen. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, I'm still high on yesterday's word. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For that. Today we want to shift over a little bit. Amen. Hallelujah. And look at our brother Moses. Oh. What a great man of God. What a great boy. God knew how to pick him. I'm telling you, the Bible tells us that Moses was meek. Moses was special. I encourage you to just study, do a character, amen, on some of the men and women of the Bible. And I'm telling you, you're just going to be, you know, in awe of the personalities of these people. And God knew they had what they had. That's why he got called them to do what he wanted them to do, because God is the one who gave them what they had in the first place. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, amen, and all of the honor. And so, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we see in our scripture here where God had called Moses, amen, to a task. He called Moses to a task. Amen. Glory. Moses was minding his business. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. He had already fled Egypt. Glory be to God. If you read, start it in one chapter back, and you can start reading the story of Moses. Glory be to God. And Moses went and was put in the water because they was killing babies back then. Pharaoh was serious, boy. He was serious. Now, anytime you bring out a contract and you tell your people, go kill everybody, go kill all the babies, now you know that's mean. Amen. Hallelujah. And they was killing all the babies, but not Moses. Somebody turn around and say, not me. Not me, I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So Moses survived that. Moses, amen, grew up in the house of Pharaoh. Pharaoh's daughter, amen, sort of had adopted him, amen, as his mother. He was such a cute baby. And so, Moses had the best of education. He had the best of everything. He was Pharaoh's son. You know, far as Pharaoh's was concerned, far as Pharaoh's daughter was concerned, you know, he had privileges. You know what I mean? So he grew up with the best of everything, but because of what was put in him, amen, when he saw that they was taking advantage, amen, of the Israelites. He saw that, you know, they was mistreating people, and ain't no telling what he saw. My imagination is going wild. Glory be to God. I can only imagine what Moses saw some of them men doing to those other men. Okay, glory be to God. He wasn't having it. He stepped in, glory be to God, to defend them. You know, he stepped in, amen, that because the calling that was in him, see, He was already a deliverer. He didn't know it. He didn't know it. Glory be to God. But he knew it was something in him that would not allow him, amen, to see somebody mistreat somebody. That thing irked him. And he wasn't going to sit back. See? And Moses confronted the situation. And what happened is Moses killed the man. His anger took over. We don't know if he intended on killing him, but that's the way it went down. That's the way it went down. Moses thought it was seen, but I wanted to tell you right now, everything is revealed. Ain't nothing secret. Nothing is secret. Even when you think nobody sees, somebody sees. See, glory be to God. When Moses found out, amen, they saw, amen, and the word was out, he ran. He ran because that's what fear would do. That's what fear would do. That's what sin would do. Glory be to God. You know, isn't it amazing, amen, you hear about the, you know, these individuals that's overtaken with evil, and they do evil things to evil people, and then when they get finished doing their dirt, now they want to run. Isn't that amazing? They want to run, and they don't want to get caught. And that's another teaching all by itself. So Moses had ran, amen, he ran for his life, amen, he thought he was in the clear, he just chilling out. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that one day Moses, amen, hallelujah, was just in chapter number 3, amen, glory be to God. Moses said just minding his business, glory be to God, tending the flock of his father-in-law. You know, Moses went on and got himself a wife and a family, all that in the wilderness. Somebody turned around and said, there's a blessing in the wilderness. Oh, there's a blessing in the wilderness. Amen, glory be to God. And the angel, thank God for the angel. We don't know if it was the same angel, amen, that spoke to Mary. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't know. Amen. All we know is God has a host of angels. There's plenty of angels. God has more angels than the devil has. Amen. Because only one third went with the devil. So that leaves two thirds with God. There's millions of angels. Amen. Some of you, we all have angels. Every single one. And we know the children have angels. Yeah, glory be to God. And so here, the angels appeared to Moses. Moses, amen, hallelujah, just minding his business on the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. And he saw the bush. Amen, the bush, the bush. Amen, the bush was on fire, but the bush was not consumed. We're going to come back and we're going to preach that one to you. Amen, hallelujah. The bush was on fire, but the bush was not consumed. Amen. So this was strange. It was strange. It was strange what was going on. Amen. This was some strange fire here. Glory be to God. He said, hey, what's going on here? Why isn't the bush burning now? So he went over. Amen. He had to turn to get there. Come on now. When Moses turned to go toward the bush, he didn't know the bush was representing the holiness of God, the fire of God. Amen. But, beloved, in order for Moses to approach the bush, Moses had to turn. Come on, somebody. If my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, come on, somebody, and turn, from their wicked ways. Moses had to turn, amen, to approach the fire. Ah, my God, I wish I had time. So God stops him. He said, all right, don't come no closer now. take your sandals off, take your shoes off, because this is holy ground. You are standing on holy ground. Amen. And we see here where God formally introduces himself, amen, to Moses. What a blessing when God makes a formal introduction of himself to you. My God, my God. I am a friend of God. Amen. And so he made the introduction. He said, look, I'm the God of your father. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Glory be to God. And Moses hid his face. Okay. And then you would have done the same thing as he was looking right. Amen. He was afraid to look, amen, at God. And we see the mercies of God, beloved. Amen. God said, look, I've seen the misery of my people. Somebody say, God knows. Somebody said, God sees what I'm going through. God sees my tears. God sees my struggles. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God calls us the apple of his eye, beloved. God doesn't blink and doesn't miss a beat. Hallelujah. And if he's watching over the sparrows and the birds, you best believe God is watching over you. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. God sees it, baby. Don't think you by yourself. Don't think nobody cares. Let me tell you, God knows, okay? And he was telling Moses, he said, look, I've seen the misery of my people. My people have been in bondage for years, for years, for years, for years, 600 years. 600 years, might be more. I'm going to confirm that number today. Amen. It was a long time. It didn't happen yesterday. We're talking about generations and generations. They was born into slavery. Huh? Glory be to God. They was born into slavery. Hallelujah. I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I heard their cries. Huh? The slave drivers been hard on them. Massa been hard on them. I know they've been abused, huh? Mentally abused, physically abused, ain't no telling, sexually abused, just abusive. Abuse is abuse no matter how you look at it, huh? It's cruel, it's wicked. He said, and I'm concerned about their suffering. Somebody turn around and say, God is concerned about my suffering. Glory be to God. He said, so what I have done, Mr. Moses, is I have come down. Down from where? From heaven. Come on, somebody. Somebody say he looks high. He sits high, but he looks low. Amen. I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good land and a spacious land. He didn't say I'm sending them down to the ghetto. I'm sending them down to a land that's just not large enough to hold them. No, God is not stingy, y'all. God is not stingy, and there's no shortage in his kingdom. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God said, all the land belongs to me, and I choose to give you the good land. I'm not sending you into something that's second best. I'm not sending you into some place that will do. This will do. No. God said, no, you better than that. I'm going to give you the cream of the crop. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you the good land. See, I'm sending you to a good land. You see how God was very particular about where he was sending his people? Come on, somebody. My God, Jesus said, I came that ye may have life and have it more abundantly. You see how God is very particular? Baby, you live in second class because that's where you want to be. Hey, come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You live in substandard because that's, amen, where you want to be. See? And you haven't made that paradigm shift. Amen. Glory be to God. You haven't been, amen, transformed in the renewing of your mind. You thinking too small. Glory be to God. You seeing yourself as grasshoppers. God never called you no grasshopper. He said you are a royal priesthood. Come on, somebody. He said, I'm sending, I come to bring them out of that bondage, the slavery, the hell, and the torment that they are experiencing, the suffering, the tears, and I'm taking them into a good land, a spacious land, a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Ain't going to be no welfare checks. Get rid of the food stamp card, baby. Tell them thank you very much, but I don't need it no more. Ah, yeah. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, ain't going to be no cash visa cards, amen, from the government. We don't need that no more. No, thank you very much. Oh, glory be to God. Hey, ain't going to be no peanut butter and welfare cheese. Thank you very much. We don't need that no more. Come on, because God has stepped in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm sending them to a land with no shortages. There's plenty of milk, baby, and plenty of honey. Oh, baby, hallelujah. I'm setting you up as the head. I'm setting you up as the head. You ain't got to try to be the head. Cause I'm setting you up as the head. come on now, the lender, not the borrower. I'm setting you up on top. You don't have to work your way up. Glory be to God. I'm placing you on top. My God, sookie. He says, I'm taking them to the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Somebody else living in your house, baby. God said, I'm about to evict all them. Yeah, they think it's theirs, because they built it with their hands. They think it's theirs, but God said, I'm about to serve an eviction notice. Everybody about to leave town because y'all the new kids in town. Because I'm giving you the town. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, let the Lord build the house. He who laboreth in vain. Now, God said, I'm giving you this. I'm giving you wells that you didn't dig. I'm giving you houses. Come on, somebody, that you didn't pay for. Can you imagine a brand new house and no mortgage? Huh? Can you stretch your faith high enough to know that God can give you a brand new, hallelujah, house, brand new car, brand new everything, and with no debt tied to it? The only debt that God is going to give you is the debt to serve one another and love one another and owe no man no thing. I'm going to buy my house and get a 40-year mortgage. Glory be to God. Hollywood, you doing that because that's what you want to do. Did you talk to God first? Maybe God wanted to set you up. Oh, my God, my God. Ah, I wish I had time here. Okay. All right. And so now, wait a minute. Now, so God rapping with Moses, introducing himself, giving Moses the plan. Okay, this is my name. This is my agenda. This is what I want to do. All right, and he told him why he wanted to do it. He told him in verse 9, he says, because the cry of the Israelites have reached me, amen, and I've seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. But check this out. Listen now, I got to slow down here now. So, God introduces himself to Moses to give Moses his name. Give Moses his plan, what God wanted to do, and why God wanted to do it. But we notice in the next verse, God said, after God told Moses what God wanted to do, God didn't say that he was going to be the one to do it. God didn't tell Moses, well, yeah, I've seen the affliction of my people, and I want to deliver my people, so I come to rescue my people. No, God didn't say that. What God told Moses was, I've seen the affliction of my people. I want to rescue my people, but I'm sending you to do it. Wait a minute. Back up. God said, I got something I want to do, but I'm sending you to do it. Well, God, if you want to do it, why don't you just go ahead and do what you want to do, God? Huh? That's the way Moses was thinking, the same way some of you thinking right now. Lord, send your word to the hospital room. God ain't sending his word to the hospital room. He's trying to send you. Lord, send your word to the prison halls. Send your word to the street corners, God. Send your word, Father God, to the prostitutes and the whorehouse. Yeah, God, he's sending his word, but he wants to send it through you. We trying to send God places, and God trying to send. We trying to send God, and God trying to send you. He told Moses here. He said, so now, Moses, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Oh my God, hallelujah, beloved. When God has a plan, he looks for somebody, amen, to fulfill. He said, if I can just find one. Will you destroy the city, Lord, if you can find 10? He said, no, I won't destroy the city if I can find 10. I think they started out with about 45, amen. Abraham kept cutting the numbers down by 5. He said, okay, God, forgive me now. Okay, well, what about if you find 5? Well, you just say, no, I'm not going to destroy the city if I find 5. God is looking for somebody he can use. God, when Abraham got finished, he walked away shaking his head. Me and my mother and I, amen, we sometimes, whenever we get together, we always got a theological question, and we just be tossing it to one another, do a little brainwashing, amen, and brainstorming, amen. And she said, Frieda, God couldn't find one righteous person. I said, no, Ma, he couldn't find one. She said, I wonder how many God can find in today's time. I said, that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a real good question. He said, Moses, you the man, and I'm sending you. And what did Moses do? Saying, don't beat Moses up. Moses did the same thing, amen. Some of you want to know why Moses did the same thing that some of you would do? Because you're still doing it. You still making excuses. You've been making excuses for the last several months, the last several years. Right away, Moses jumped in. Glory be to God. He said, but who am I to go to Pharaoh? That person over there just graduated from Bible college. They got an MBA. They got their Bible certificate. That person over there, they can talk. They don't speak Ebonics. They don't speak slang. They're educated. They know how to present themselves. They got a better wardrobe than me. See? And on and on and on and on. Are we good? We good, amen, for referring other people. When God is looking for someone. Amen, hallelujah, to fill the job. We good, amen, at bringing other people's resume to God. God knows what that person's resume looks like. Amen. He's not interested. He's interested in yours. And God knew what was on your resume before you tried to remind him what you didn't get around to yet. Well, I don't have no experience in witnessing the people. And you know, and I don't know if I've been called to the fivefold ministry or not. And I'm a Baptist, and I'm a Methodist, and I'm a Catholic. And you know, Lord, and you know, the baby's still young right now, God. And we just go on and on and on. I know God is shaking his head. He's shaking his head. Moses started. Who am I? Glory be to God. Who am I to go? Glory be to God. And what am I going to say? You will send me to who? And when they ask me who sent you, what am I supposed to tell them? Glory be to God. And Moses went on and on and on. Amen, hallelujah, with his reasons. What was it, beloved? Moses was experiencing the same thing that we saw, amen, in our brother Abram. Fear took over. What did we say the definition of fear was? F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. What did we call fear? Mental malpractice. All the things that could go wrong. Never focusing on what could go right. We haven't even evaluated what could go right. We just focusing, well, what if this? And what if that? And what if they kill me? And what if that? Don't you think that God has already evaluated, amen, all the scenarios? Huh? He is the Alpha and the Omega. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't you think God knows? Don't you think that God has already made provisions? See? And Moses went down the list. Glory be to God. He said, look, I get my words twisted, Lord. I'm slow to speech. I need to take a couple more speech therapy classes because I'm stuttering. And God knew you was a stutterer. Huh? Yeah, uh-huh. You an anointed stutterer. David, glory be to God. You better put some names in front of your weaknesses. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are anointed stutterer. You are a stutterer for God's purposes. Ah, my God. God can take anything and use it, and anybody and use it for his purposes. We are all without excuse. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so Moses went on, amen, hallelujah, and made his excuse. But beloved, amen, glory be to God. And this is what I want to say to you. And of course, we'll pick this up here tomorrow if the Lord tarry. So Moses went on, amen, going through this. He made all his excuses. Why? Because he felt inadequate for the job that God asked him to do. He felt inadequate. And beloved, it's natural, amen, to feel that way. Matter of fact, amen, when God calls you and you feel adequate and you Superman and Superwoman and you've got this, I'm afraid of those type of people anyhow. See, because now you're putting, you know, your confidence in yourself and confidence in your abilities, see, beloved. And when we start to comparing our abilities, amen, to God's assignment, it's natural to feel inadequate because the truth of the matter is you are. And you need to be humble enough to know that. You need to be humble enough to know that this assignment is greater than you. You need to be humble enough to know that this calling is greater than you. Glory be to God. God will always give you, amen, calling that is bigger than you, beloved. Glory be to God. God will always call you to an assignment that if God doesn't do it, it won't be done. See? And if it's something that you feel you can knock out, then chances are God didn't give it to you. See? Why? Because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. His ways are higher than our ways. See? So what Moses was going through, we can't beat Moses up because it was adequate. It was normal because you did the same thing when God first called some of you to different assignments and instructions. See? At least Moses got over it and you still stuck. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, Lord, tomorrow. You've been telling the Lord tomorrow for the last 15 years. Tomorrow. Yeah. And in the springtime. Yeah, we're going to soar in 2024. we're going to push away the job in 2025. And every year, amen, you got a song and a dance. same old rigmarole, huh? Glory be to God, hallelujah. Because, beloved, Moses was inadequate. He was inadequate. I don't care what you think you got cooking for yourself. I don't care how many initials you have behind your name. I don't care where you went to school, where you grew up, what neighborhood you grew up, your family's last name, glory be to God, what you're majoring in. I don't care what your gifts are, and we are all inadequate. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But now, beloved, this is the thing we want you to see, and we're going to have to pick up here. Moses, God wasn't asking Moses to work alone. He didn't say, boy, I'm sending you out here by yourself. Mm-mm. He said, nah. So you ain't got no reason to be afraid, glory be to God, because here, glory, God was telling Moses, I ain't sending you by yourself. I'm going with you. Woo! My backup, bye. Hey, he didn't say I'm sending the angels. And the angels would have been sufficient. He didn't say I'm sending the CIA and the FBI because they some tough people. Oh, yeah, glory be to God. Those CIA and FBI, they are specially trained. He didn't say he was sending some 10,000 amen army, a man army. No, God said, I'm going with you. Somebody say, if God be for you, ha, ha, ha. Who can be against you? If God be for you, Even the devil himself is in trouble. Well, he said, I'm going with you. Hallelujah. Now he said, but if you need somebody that you need to see, he said, I'm going to send Aaron. I'm going to send your brother. You concerned about stuttering, I'm going to send somebody, amen, who can speak without stuttering. They go, I'm going to send somebody you familiar with. Huh? Come on, somebody. Isn't that a blessing when God, amen, partner you up with somebody you familiar with, huh? Somebody you comfortable with. Isn't that a blessing how God, amen, didn't hook him up with a stranger? Amen. He said, I'm going to hook you up with Aaron. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And to boot, glory be to God, I'm going to give you the ability to do miracles. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the ability. God said, behold, amen, you shall shred on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I say, I'm going to give you the ability to do miracles. Hallelujah. Whatever you decree and declare shall be established. I'm going to give you the ability to do miracles. If two of you shall touch and agree on anything, I'm going to give you the ability to do miracles. This is how you want to know, beloved, hallelujah, God was, hallelujah, setting Moses up and confirming with Moses that you got some legitimate questions. We see when Mary has some legitimate questions, well, yeah, how shall this be? Well, he said, glory be to God, the Holy Ghost going to handle it. See, you ask God a question, God's going to answer it. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. God was in dialogue with Abram, and now we see that God is in dialogue with Moses. I come to tell you today that God wants to dialogue with you. Woo! Hallelujah, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Beloved, when God calls us to tasks that seem too difficult, and most times they will seem difficult, how shall this be? It ain't no way. Ain't no way. Ain't no way this gonna happen. Ain't no way these Jericho walls coming down. Ain't no way this situation coming to life, because this situation is dead. Lazarus, come forth. Hey, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God, beloved, when it seems too difficult, one thing I want you to remember today, God does not ask you to do it alone. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. God is not calling you to walk alone, beloved. God offers us his resources. You got to know that you got everything you need. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when you need more, you're going to get more. You ain't going to get more before you need more, because you got to exhaust, amen, what the Lord has already given you. Somebody say, use it or lose it. Ah, my God, hallelujah. God offers us his resources, beloved. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for Moses, if he did it for Abram, I come to tell you, God's going to do it. Hallelujah. God has already done it for you. Hallelujah. We should not hide behind our inadequacies as Moses tried to do, but look beyond ourselves to the great resources. God is unlimited. What's impossible with man is possible with God. Well, baby, God will create something for you. You can't find what you need, don't worry, we got to create it. Hey, glory be to God. Said, I'll give you the treasures of darkness, hidden riches in secret places. God said, I know where everything at, because everything is mine. I'm the CEO and the CFO up in here. Glory be to God, don't worry about it. Glory be to God. God said, if I can't find it, I'll just create it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. A Federal Express just to you. The UPS truck is at your door, baby. Hallelujah, my God. Sookie, sookie. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See? And then we can allow God to use our unique contributions. He said, Moses, don't be scared. I know you're scared, Moses, but don't be scared. I know fear is there, but just be mindful of this one thing. I have not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. He said, I know you're shaking in your boots. Glory be to God, because this is a major task, unheard of. No, you taking ministry where ministry is never gone. It ain't never been done like this before. Yeah, you right about that. But don't worry. Don't worry. I'm with you. I'm with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I didn't say it was going to be easy, but it is. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the Spirit led Jesus down into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil for 40 days. He didn't say he led Jesus up into the wilderness. Sometimes God will lead you down and around and to dark places or to scary situations and scenarios. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I'm sending you somewhere. You've got some place to go, but you can put a little swagger in your walk. You can skip, hallelujah, hallelujah, and leap and go in joy. Why? Because I'm going with you. I'm not sending you, glory be to God, to go by yourself. I just need somebody to represent me. I need some feet. I need, hallelujah, some hands. Hallelujah. I need somebody's mouth. Come on, somebody, to speak for me, to represent me, to go where I send them, to say what I tell them to say, to do what I tell them to do. Oh, glory be to God. I'm with you, and we'll find out tomorrow, glory be to God, as we go a little bit deeper. He told Moses, when you open your mouth, don't worry, it won't be you speaking. I'm going to be speaking through you. He said, oh, when you walk, don't worry about it. It won't be you walking. It'll be me walking. Look back and see the footprints in the sand. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, when you show up, it'll be me showing up through you. Oh, glory be to God, because I need somebody that I can use. Don't be scared. Don't be scared, beloved. Hallelujah. God is telling you this morning, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God said, I have a plan to bring you to an expected end. I have an agenda. I know it don't make sense to you. I know you wouldn't do it the way I'm doing it, but you're not God. I am. Trust me. Somebody say, trust me. Trust the Lord. Trust the process. Glory be to God. I know it seems strange. I know it seems hard. I know it seems difficult. I know it seems impossible. Hallelujah, but it's not. Oh, glory be to God. Watch what I do. Watch what I do when you obey me all the way, when you don't stop midway and halfway and renege on me and turn around on me, amen, but just keep on walking, keep on walking, hallelujah, tell the Lord I'll go. I'm a little afraid, but first, guess what, Father, I'm going to do it afraid. I'm a little scared, God, I ain't going to lie. I'm scared right about now. But because you told me to do this thing, I'm going to do it. God, I think they might say I look stupid. But Father God, hallelujah, it's okay. I'll jeopardize my reputation to the extent of looking stupid. Mary told the Holy Spirit, yes, be it unto me according to your will. Yeah, they might talk about stoning me. They might talk about throwing me out the country. Glory be to God, but I'll go and I'll do what you tell me to do. Hallelujah. Beloved, nowhere in the Bible does the Bible tell us that Mary was not afraid, but she said yes anyhow. We saw, but where Abram did get a little fearful, but he still, amen, did what God told him to do. Moses was bona fide scared, but Moses did what the Lord told him to do, step by step.
He didn't complete the assignment all in one day. Stop trying to be superheroes, beloved. It's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. God said, I got this. I got this. Just work with me. Work with me. And remember, you are not alone. You are not alone. Matthew 28:20. Hallelujah. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. Turn around and tell the Lord this morning, good morning, Jesus. I know you can't see him, but he's there. Just turn around and say, good morning, Jesus. He's there. And guess what? He's been there all the time. And he ain't going nowhere either. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, hallelujah. God, we thank you for teaching us extreme obedience in the midst of extreme fear. Oh, God, because this fear is real, Father God, hallelujah. But we still have a calling and a work to do. And we thank you for helping us step by step. And the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. And the faithful shall abound with blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints. Ooh, my God. All right, Lord's willing, we'll pick up there on tomorrow. If the Lord be willing, if the Lord be willing. Amen and to God be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Me is at the altar of prayer today. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray at 12 o'clock. Amen. Starting in January, we're taking our Bible Wednesday night Bible study to Zoom. It's time to upgrade. It's time to upgrade, saints. Come on now. We've been in our comfort zone for a while. It's been good. It's been sweet. It's still good. It's still sweet. It's time to stretch ourselves. Amen, with technology, and it's really not difficult, amen, so get yourself a nice little laptop, you can get yourself tablets, you can get all this for under $100, get yourself one, all right, and just start practicing, we could give you some training, amen, we want you to get familiar with that, amen, so that, amen, we'll be ready, amen, for what the Lord is calling us to do, all right, so, get yourself a little laptop, a little computer, in Jesus' name. I think that's our announcements for today. Amen, hallelujah, and to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Father God, we love you, we thank you, we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And Father God, you have not given us a spirit of fear. So we bind every spirit of fear. Father, doubt and unbelief that's hindering us and slowing us down. For moving in the momentum that you are calling us to move. Some of us are moving, but we're moving too slow. And you're telling us to pick up our speed, Father. We've been standing still. and there are seasons to stand still, and there's a season to move. Father God, help us to stop making excuses. And we say thank you. And we say thank you for helping us to overcome that giant called fear. But we must first take down the giant within before we can take down the giants without. In Jesus' name, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we seal this prayer by the word, the blood, the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Extreme obedience in the midst of extreme fear. Hallelujah. Overcome your fear. Amen. One step at a time in the direction that the Spirit is leading you. Amen and amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, amen, signing out. I love you. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Amen. Amen.
the highest praise of God, they sing a hymn always, and all the people say hi.